up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of That's BS. It's been a while, but we're back on. I'm B.
I'm Steve. I mean, we did one last week with about football, but this is we've been it's talking a lot of sports lately. So
back to movies.
Back to movies.
No, back to. I'm glad that we can get to hop back into movies. We got a pretty good episode for you guys today. We saw a couple movies in theaters.
Yep.
That we're gonna review for you guys. And
Yeah, nothing's really been out. I mean, there's been a few that's came out since it opened back up. But, you know, there's been one big one in Tenet, which we saw. And then we saw that Russell Crowe one, Unhinged. We'll probably we're going to review both of them for you guys.
Let you know what we think.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about that. And then our favorite horror franchise of them all, Scream, of course, is making a fifth one.
Yeah, they've been confirmed.
A lot of news coming out. So we'll be talking about that too. So let's just hop into it, B, and let's talk about Tenet.
You want to start off with Tenet, or you want to just start off with Unhinged? Don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter. We'll just do Unhinged.
All right, so Unhinged. What do you think about it, Steve? Yeah, it stars Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe. I don't know the girl's name, but
she hasn't really been in anything that
I haven't seen her. Didn't really recognize anybody played in besides Russell Crowe. I mean, the guy Jimmy Simpson was in it for a little bit, but probably 2 minutes. But it's a pretty crazy movie, and it was our first movie back in theaters. It was good to be back in theaters. I miss it, you know, and it was nice to be there and watching a movie, but it wasn't like, oh, you have to watch it. Yeah. It was pretty just like, it was entertaining, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, I agree. This was a movie that, for it being our first time back in theaters in so long, just to be back in that environment, it was cool to see a movie on the big screen again. You know, Russell Crowe, I thought he was really good in it. But it wasn't that type of movie that you could really follow. It happened really quick. Started off really, you know, really quick. The story behind it is kind of really easy to follow, actually. It's a... Russell Crowe, and he's crazy.
Basically. Yeah, pretty much. Road rage in a way. I mean, when I first saw the trailer, I'm like, okay, this is a guy who's just, you know, he's having a bad day and road rage. But then, right when it starts off, he kills his family. So it's not like, it's just road rage. Road rage. He's very crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's just a crazy person. He kills his family in the very beginning of the movie.
Yep.
And then this happens, and, so, it's not like this could happen to anybody. He's a crazy man. Yes, it could happen, but it's like he's a crazy motherfucker. It's not like he's just a random guy, a nice guy, and then he's just, you know, having a bad day and he got pissed off at that and now he's trying to kill people. It's just, he is crazy, and then he was just, you know, because like he does stuff in this movie that, you know, road rage is one thing, but it's another thing where you just start, you know, doing things you don't care about what happens to you. He starts killing people in front of everybody, recording them, doing stuff. You know, then going after all her family and stuff. It's a crazy movie, and it's very graphic, too. I didn't expect it to be so graphic on the way he's killing people. Killed that girl's brother's girlfriend so violently, you know, and then set her brother on fire and going after her still. And my thing is, like, man, you know, there's a scene in there where he kills somebody in the diner. And
Jimmy Simpson.
Yeah, people just record him. And don't really, like... Yes, it's you would think everybody would help him out. But no, they just watch him kill him. And then he just walks out of the diner like it's nothing. Yes, it's, you know, hard to put yourself in that situation if that ever happened. You would think a lot of people would, like, jump on the guy or something. But... this is recording.
It was a lot of older people in there. So.
That's true. But still.
Yeah.
I
agree. You know, broad daylight, you know, just kills him with a coffee cup.
Yeah, they run that guy over in the gas station and then just hit by a car. It's like, damn, man, this guy's, you know, you would think they would catch his plates by now and catch his, you know what I'm saying? Like, catch his, like, truck after all this damage he's been putting through everybody the past. You know, I don't know if it happened in one... I think it just happened in one day, though. That's what it seemed like.
Oh, yeah. It was all through one day span.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it was good. First movie back in theaters. I wouldn't say, like, go watch it, like, right away. You can probably just wait to watch it. you know, if
normally if everything if all other yeah, movies are out, I would not have watched this in theaters because it would have been one of those straight to DVD movies that I would have watched. But yeah, not something. We're not saying it's a bad movie. It's a decent movie, but not something you got to rush out there to see.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, what would you give out of 10?
Probably maybe a 6.
Yeah, about a 5 or 6.
Yeah, 5 or 6. It's decent. It's decent, and you know, Russell Crowe, he put on a lot of weight for that role, it looks like.
I mean, he's a crazy man.
You know? But, yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was alright.
Thoroughly. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
So, Tenet.
Let's get into this, see if we can talk about this movie.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to talk about this movie. I had no idea what was happening in this movie at all.
So, yeah, after the trailer,
Tenet, you know, it's directed by Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, of course. So you already know that. Yeah. That's saying something right there. Christopher Nolan with his directorial style. You already know Interstellar.
Mindfuck.
Big Mindfuck.
Inception.
Inception.
Mindfuck.
Mindfuck. What are the ones he got? Insomnia. Memento. So
Mindfuck.
Mindfuck. So, I mean, a lot of his movies...
I haven't seen, which I need to watch.
Yeah. A lot of his movies are like that. So, coming into this, you already put your mindset to say you're going to get mindfucked in this movie.
That, and, like, how the graphics are going to be. Like, yeah. You know, like, the visuals are going to be amazing. The action scenes are going to be amazing.
And that's... I mean, yeah, and exactly. That's one of the reasons you go to see a Nolan movie. Yeah. Because...
The visuals,
you know, the visuals, the visuals and the action sequences, and even he has awesome scores in all his movies, so you know.
And
the casting was great.
Casting was good. You know, John David Washington's pretty good. You can just, you know, every time you talk, you can just tell, like, that's Denzel's son.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know. And I think, I mean, to me, I don't know about you, but I think Robert Pattinson stole the show.
Oh, yeah, he was fantastic in this movie.
He killed this movie.
Yeah, Batman, the future Batman himself was in this, and he played great. He's like... His charisma shined through this movie.
Oh, yeah,
you can
definitely
tell his charisma, like his acting chops was amazing, you know. And what's his name? Kenneth Branagh, I think that's his name, the villain in this.
Mm-hmm.
This movie was just very hard to follow for me. Like, they had some great action pieces, you know, some great like action shots, some of the fighting and like car chasing was fantastic. Even like, you know, when it's getting reversed, like the time reversal thing, that was pretty sweet to watch. But I had no idea what was going on in this movie. Even when it finished, I'm like, what is going on in this movie? Like, I'll be watching a scene, oh my gosh, that scene was so freaking sweet, and then I'm like, but what happened? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? It's hard to follow. I think I need to watch it at least 1 to 2 more times, and so I can follow what's happening, because it's hard to follow. It really is.
Yeah, I agree. It was hard for me to follow, too. We've only seen it the one time. This is definitely going to be a movie that we got to go back to theaters to see a couple more times before we actually even get a glimpse of what happened. But, I mean, I wouldn't really call it spoilers, because I don't even know if we know what we're saying. But, just in case, spoilers if you don't want to hear anything else starting from this point, because we really haven't said anything yet. But, yeah, the whole time... travel, time reversal thing kind of threw me for a loop, because I thought one thing coming into this movie, thinking it was going to be some sort of time travel, but I didn't know how they were going to do it. And it was like a technology. It wasn't even, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a time machine or something.
It was
like
a time machine.
It was kind of like a time machine, but they started out with using it in their weapons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it was that kind of was weird to me. Like, it was, I forget what they called it. They called it some kind of reversal or
time diversion.
Time diversion or something like that. Yeah, where
or insertion or something.
Yeah, it goes backwards. You know, and it was weird. Like, he wasn't shooting the gun.
He was catching the bullet
into his gun. So it's like all he was doing was like aiming at a certain spot, and the bullet would come back and fly through into his chamber. So, yeah, it was weird, man. Like, I must sound like a blabbering idiot right now, because I don't know what I'm talking about.
I agree. Like, and then there's scenes that happen where, like, you're just like, dang, what the heck? Like, you know, like, okay, but like, what's going on? And then, like, it comes back in the movie, like, oh, wow, that's pretty crazy. It's like, but you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, And then, like, things happen where you realize, like, it's in the future, going back to the past, and you're just like, whoa, that's pretty crazy. And you're like, whoa, like, you see, even when you're first time watching it, you, there's something that happens, you're just like, well, that's pretty weird. What's going on with this? Yeah. And then, like, they go back, and then that part happens again. You're like, but and then, and they're, and it's like, oh, wow, you know, that's happening there, and he's right there, and there's that happening.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're saying. What am I saying? But that's what's going on. That's how I, that's how it was.
Now, for how confusing it sounds, Nolan,
it's confusing to watch.
Yeah, it's confusing. It's confusing to watch, but Nolan does tie the pieces together.
Yes,
really good. But it's just something you have to watch a couple times to really understand.
Yeah,
because I still don't know what the hell I watched.
We like you said, we were in the zone watching the movie.
Oh yeah.
So you gotta be. We was focused watching the movie. So if you're not even like focused watching the movie, you don't be.
Oh, you'll
lost
miss
as
it.
Hell.
Yeah.
So you gotta be in the zone watching it. You can't leave the theater or the movie itself, because then you will, we come back, we have no idea what's going on in the movie, you know.
Yeah, and of course the whole ending.
Yeah, I think it's for a loop.
Yeah, it. I mean, anytime you mess with time, it's gonna throw you for a loop. But the ending really kind of confused me to where I can't really even talk about it because I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, you got anything else to say about it, Steve? Because this isn't good. This isn't really a full review because we don't know all aspects of the movie, really. We've only seen it that one time, and it kind of was hard for us to follow. But, I mean, overall, it was a good Nolan movie. I would still put Inception above it just because I really enjoyed Inception.
Oh, dude. This wasn't, like, a horrible movie.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
It was a good movie. I liked the movie. I didn't understand the movie. Like you said, Inception was a mindfuck, but I understood Inception.
Yeah.
You know? Instead of Interstellar, but I understood Interstellar. You know, and this one I just didn't understand.
Well, in Tenet, I mean, Interstellar, not Interstellar, oh, Interstellar too, but Inception and Interstellar, both those movies were really good. And I think it kind of did something where you could sort of follow the characters in the movie because it gave you people like Ellen Page's character. And Matthew McConaughey's character in Interstellar gave you people to kind of follow where the audience can kind of grasp and, you know, kind of feel what they're feeling kind of a little bit. But in Tenet, you can't do, I mean, John David Washington's character, you never really get into it. It's just like he's there. And even Robert Pattinson's character, like, I mean, John David Washington's character doesn't even have a name in the movie.
Huh,
they just call him the protagonist.
Uh-uh.
He never have a name.
Huh.
It's just the protagonist. So, I mean, you can't really follow the characters in the movie, but I mean, it was good. It was good for what it was. I thought, like I said, I thought Robert Pattinson stole the show. John David Washington, you could tell he's Denzel's son. And this is just one movie that he's going to propel him to multiple acting roles, I think. I think he's going to be, you know, the next generation, of course, but... It was good. It was a good Nolan movie. I put it up there in one of my top Nolan movies. Just I'd have to see it a couple times.
I
wouldn't
say it's my top.
It's not my top. I said up there in the top.
I don't think so. It's even up there at the top. Because I like all the Batman movies better than this.
Yeah.
All of them. I like Interstellar better than this. I like Inception better than this.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen Insomnia. I haven't seen Memento. And Dunkirk. So, Dunkirk was okay to me. This is on par with Dunkirk for me. It was good, but it wasn't like, you know, because like I said, like after I watched Interstellar and after I watched Inception, I went right back to the theater to watch it again.
Oh yeah,
right back.
Yeah,
you know, and this one I didn't go right back into see it. That just tells you like, yes, it's good, but it's not even my top. It's not even my top. It's probably my bottom three Nolan movies in my opinion. It's good, but it's just it wasn't what. I'm not rushing back and go see it.
Yeah.
Even though I need to watch it again, but I'm not rushing back and go see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was still good though. You know, I think all Nolan movies are good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything bad about Nolan. Just saying that I like all his other movies better than this movie.
I guess you're right. Yeah. If I started to look at all Nolan movies, like, I even like Prestige better.
Prestige. Yeah.
So I mean.
Oh yeah.
So going that far down his movie list. Like, I would say, you're right, I'd probably rank this at the lower part of his movies. But, I mean, like you said, Nolan's a great director. All his stuff is good, so.
The thing that I said, I haven't seen Memento, which people say Memento's his best movie.
Yeah.
People say that Insomnia is like his top movies, too. And if I watch those and I like those, freaking Tenet could be bottom two. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tenet could be, like, the bottom.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, like, because I know for a fact I'm like, the Batman movie is better than this. Better, because, yeah. You know.
Oh, it's Batman, I mean.
Yeah, and he did great with that trilogy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a huge Inception fan. I love me some Leonardo. And so, I love that movie. I watch that movie like every, you know, I watch it 3 times in theaters and I watch it at least once a year. And then Interstellar was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that nonstop. You know, Matthew McConaughey was played great. This movie was good, but it wasn't his top movie. So yeah. Out of 10, I'll probably give it still a 7.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards 7 or 8.
So, but it's not
a knock on Nolan at all.
Yeah, it's not a knock on Nolan at all. I mean, he does great movies. So this one's just, it's just hard to follow for me, you know? Like, harder to follow than any other movie that he's done, yeah. In my opinion, you know? So.
Agreed. So overall, it's a good movie.
Yeah, watch it. Definitely watch it.
Yeah, definitely go out and watch it. I mean, you know.
Nolan's one of those directors where you gotta watch all his movies in theaters, in my opinion.
Exactly, yeah. You know? So. It's a movie you definitely gotta see on the big screen.
Oh, yeah. All right, man, let's hop into it, B. This is a topic that we're excited to talk about.
All right. Yeah, so we've been itching to talk about this. Finally, you know, it was confirmed. This movie was confirmed, and now we're starting to get all the details about it. All the casting, you know, is starting to come out. We haven't really got a plot for the movie yet, but we got cast. This movie doesn't even have a title yet. Right now they're just calling it Scream. They're not sure if it's going to be called Scream or Scream 5. I want it to be called Scream 5.
Well, if you notice, like, they got out the first picture, so it's officially called Scream.
Oh, is
it? Yeah.
They're going with that.
Yep. Well, if you
know, I don't know how I feel.
Well,
about that.
If you notice the picture, it's Scream with that slash. That's like a 5.
A Roman numeral.
Yeah. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5 is like that. So yeah. When that slash is like a 5.
Okay.
Kind of, but it's like, because what they're trying to do, because it's so it's a sequel slash reboot, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a new for newer fans. So they don't want to call it Scream 5, and then people who hasn't seen the first 4 is going to be like, well, I haven't seen any of the other ones, so I might not go watch.
See, this is what confuses me. All right, it's a sequel slash reboot, but they don't want to confuse people, so they can't follow the storyline. But they brought back the whole cast, so it's like I don't understand where they're going to go with it. If they're bringing back the whole cast, they don't want to confuse people, then how are they going to follow the storyline?
No, I think they're trying not to confuse people with the title.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be a sequel, but I think they want to bring in newer fans. So I think, like, they don't have a newer cast. That's, you know, like, I think the old cast that's coming back is going to be a crucial part of the story, but it's going to be focused on the newer cast, which we already knew that.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to try to have the newer people, newer fans, get involved with the newer cast. You know what I'm saying? And then still have the older cast for the people who's already watched the movies, which is going to be, I heard rumors, that it's going to be a lot of flashbacks, you know, from the older movies. That's going to help out, that's going to bring nostalgia to the older fans and bring more information for the newer fans.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they do it right, it's going to be really good. You know what I'm saying? Because we have the people from Ready or Not writing this and directing this. Correct?
Yeah. So, yeah. The director, Matt Bellinelli, Open, and Tyler Gillette, they both worked on Ready or Not.
Yeah.
So, they're coming in to this, and they already said that they've already been inspired by the Scream franchise, Wes Craven. You know, yep. They want to pay homage to his legacy, which is great because them following that route means that they're the right people for the job.
Yeah.
And I think that they'll do great with this. They also brought in writers James Vanderbilt and Guy Busick. Guy Busick worked on Ready or Not. He wrote it. And Vanderbilt wrote Zodiac. So Which is a great movie. So they got the writers. They got
That's
the directors.
What I'm saying. So like...
Kevin Williamson's back. He's an executive producer. He already gave his thumbs up saying that the writers are the right ones for the job. He thinks that they're going to pay homage to Wes Craven, which is awesome.
You know, what I think is going to happen is... I think that it's going to happen in Woodsboro.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see if it involves... I mean, I think, you know, because Neve Campbell's back, David Arquette's back, Courtney Cox is back, guy who voices Ghostface himself, Roger L. Jackson, is back.
Which is critical, because and you can't have anybody else voice
Ghostface. Marley Shelton, Detective Judy Hicks, is also back. That is a returning cast. So my theory is, it's going to evolve still in Woodsboro.
Yeah, it's going to be Woodsboro.
I hope. Because they're saying it might not be.
But well, they said something about what Park Street or Park's Edge or something.
But I think it's just a fake thing for it.
They already have the Woodsboro buses.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be a Woodsboro. Yeah. That's why, because I think, you know, David Arquette's still going to be the sheriff. And that's why Judy Hicks is back as his deputy.
As his deputy, yep.
So, my thing is, I think that they're going to be like, I don't think they're going to be main characters, but they're going to be helping the newer people. Yeah. There's going to be a copycat out there. So it might not even be about Sydney. You know what I'm saying? I think there's going to be a lot of flashbacks about what's going on. And then something's going to happen to the newer cast. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Focus on the newer cast. Maybe they might have, you know, maybe one of them might die. Like the main three might, one might die at the beginning. Maybe not. Don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, I'm thinking that it's going to focus on David Arquette, because he's a sheriff, and Judy Hicks. But what might happen is, maybe Dewey might die in the beginning. Well, and then Hicks takes his spot as a sheriff.
Well, this is the thing. They announced that they started filming already in Wilmington, North Carolina. And they had a car chase scene. They shut down some roads. And if you remember right, in Scream 3, that's how the movie started out too, with a car scene with Cotton driving through to get home or whatever. They're saying that the beginning, that the opening scene, could be Dewey either chasing the killer or trying to get home, or somebody else trying to get home to try to save. So I think this could be either Gale dying or Dewey dying in the beginning. Right off the rip. And that brings Sydney back to Woodsboro.
Yes.
Because what reason...
What would work the most is Gale dying, and then Dewey is the... So he's a sheriff.
Yeah, exactly.
So now he's trying to find the killer.
Yep.
Brings in Sydney, like you said, because the death.
Yeah.
And then, who knows who these, like, characters are, the newer cast. Maybe they're a part of their life. Maybe they're, like, a part of Dewey and Gale and Sydney. Who knows? Don't know yet.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just doing that because they want to trick you into saying, oh, it's about this, but yet now it's about the newer cast. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, like, they just want, like, they're just copycatting, you know, Billy and Stu and finishing his... what he wanted to do. Maybe they're related to Billy and Stu. We won't know. You know, there's a lot of what ifs.
A lot of speculation right now.
So, now, in this new cast, is there anyone that pops out? So, we have, in the newer cast, we have Jenna Ortega.
Yeah.
She played in the show You on Netflix. She was just in the new babysitter movie on Netflix.
Yeah.
Which was good. She played pretty good in it. And in You, she was pretty good casting in that. She's a good actress. She's newer, you know.
Yeah.
We have Melissa Barrera. She's a Mexican actress, Spanish actress. I guess she's like really big over there, so that's interesting to me. We have Jack Quaid, guy from The Boys. He also played in Rampage, and he played like a small part in The Hunger Games. He played Mar-Vell in The Hunger Games. But he's pretty much known for The Boys right now.
Yeah.
On Amazon Prime. That's a key one. We have Mason Gooding, he is the son of Cuba Gooding Jr. I'm thinking he might just be a, he might be like a side character.
He's a side role, I think.
You know, Dylan Minnette, who played in 13 Reasons Why, Don't Breathe, The Open House, Goosebumps, and Prisoners.
Yeah.
Big casting. And then Tyler Downer from Jennifer's Body, Nightmare on Elm Street, and American Sniper.
Okay, so out of that casting list, I like Jack Quaid.
Yep.
I like Jenna Ortega, and I like Dylan Minnette. Now, Dylan Minnette's interesting because he's, you know, how he played in 13 Reasons Why. I think that show really bumped his career up because he played really good in it. I think, me and you both think, that this could be a Randy.
Yeah, he could be the new Randy.
He's going to be the Randy of the new group. He's going to be the film guy, the horror geek, the expert, you know. I think that his name is probably the biggest. Because when I saw him pop up on the casting list, I'm like, I didn't even know that guy was supposed to be in this movie.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So, yeah, so I think Dylan Minnette's probably the biggest name popping off that list. It's not the returning cast. But
Jack Quaid.
But Jack Quaid is really big, though.
Yeah.
And, I mean, looking at that cast already, you're like, Jack Quaid's the killer. Out of that casting list. You know what I'm saying? I mean, which is, I think that's kind of what they were throwing you out to be.
Yeah,
because,
I don't know, man. Dylan.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He could be. It's just, it's crazy because it's just like, that casting list already is so good. And it's not the full list. You know they're hiding some names back. There's been rumors of Selena Gomez possibly being in this movie. They're saying if she is in this movie, she's probably the opening kill. Who else we got?
Heather Matizaro.
Helen Matizaro.
She played
Dewey's sister.
Randy's sister.
Yeah.
So they're saying that like she might be in this, which means they might say that maybe Jamie Kennedy might make a cameo appearance, making another video or something along that lines, you know. And
You want to hear my theory?
Huh.
Okay, so I think possibly the beginning, Courtney Cox is going to die. Gail Weathers will die, and that brings Sidney Prescott back to Woodsboro for the funeral. Heather Matizaro will be there at the funeral. She'll have a videotape, and she'll show it again to Dewey and Sidney. And Jamie Kennedy will be on that videotape.
Maybe it might be like if one of the three, one of like the main people died, maybe
exactly.
The video of like, so
he'll be like, you know, one of, you know, new
so
roles
so,
and stuff
yeah,
like
so
that.
So someone died.
Yeah.
You know, and then I don't know. That's pretty cool, man.
That's my theory, and I think
that makes
one of the reasons why she's back.
I also agree that I think one of the main three is gonna die.
They got to the way it's shaping up. They're calling it Scream, like you said. They want to bring in a new. A new audience. They're going to be focusing on the newer cast, but they're still going to have the older cast. It just makes sense. Someone, if not more than one, but someone definitely of the returning cast is going to die, and it has to be one of the main three. I don't see it being Sydney. I don't see them killing off the main final girl throughout the whole thing. I don't see it being Dewey just because he plays a sheriff in the town, and I think he's going to be focused around him. I definitely see it being Gail because she's the middle. You know, she's focused, she's tied to both, she's married to Dewey, and, you know, her and Sydney have a past, so kill off Gail, bring Sydney back, Dewey's invested because he's a sheriff.
Maybe both.
But
it might be Courtney and Dewey.
If they kill both of them.
Because then it can make Judy Hicks become the new sheriff.
I can see that, too.
And then, like, it should just focus on Sydney, and maybe Sydney's not the focal point. Of the thing. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's just a red herring to get people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then get to the new, and then maybe like, maybe she is like the focal point, like the main focus again. But I don't think it will be. But that's what I'm saying. Like maybe she's back because, or maybe they killed them to get Sydney back. You just never know. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I hope not. I hope they don't kill off like two main people at the very beginning because like, you know, Dewey's one of my favorite characters in the movies. So, like, you know, you always want your favorite character to make it. And he's been in three movies so far, so I'm hoping he can make it a fourth. Maybe, like, with Courtney Cox, maybe, like you said, kills her first, then he's out for revenge on it. You know, or we'll see. Never know. You know, it's interesting. Interesting to see what's going to happen. But like you said, the casting is going to be is getting good, and I want to see how they use all the cast, what story they're going to take to pay homage to the old movies plus the newer cast. I want to see what, like, if it, well, I'm hearing that has to be connected, man, because there's rumors saying there's flashbacks in this from all the movies. So, whoa, there's a lot of rumors saying maybe Stu or Billy had a son, and then, you know what I'm saying, maybe now they're grown, they're in high school or grown or whatever, and they're doing killings to just like their father did, you know. So I don't know, man. Maybe it's interesting. It's interesting to say the least.
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's, like you said, there's a lot of rumors and a lot of speculation going around on what could happen. You know, how is it going to be tied together? The whole flashback theory, I think, is really cool. Just because I really hope they do something like that. It'd be cool for the older, you know, the older audience and the newer audience just tie the whole, all the movies together.
Yeah, how awesome would it be if they did flashbacks, like you said, with the newer and older?
Yeah.
Because the older would be like, oh my gosh, remember this part from the older ones? And the newer people who just started, you know, just came in to watch would be like, wow. You know, like, still be, like,
connected to it. Yeah.
But, like, it would be such nostalgia for, like, the people who grew up with it, seeing that. And then, like, being like, oh man, I remember that. You know, remember that scene from the first one? Now this is going to be connected to what happened. Maybe they might do that.
Yeah.
They might show scenes from, like, the other movies that you didn't see but was happening.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah, I'm interested to see what goes on. It'd be cool to see. You know, there's a lot of rumors going on. There's that rumor with Courtney Cox dying first. There's also a rumor saying they're all, like you said, Selena Gomez might be the first to die.
Yeah.
And then they might just be involved because they live in Woodsboro.
Exactly.
You know, and then, like, maybe, like, someone's connected to Sydney again. You know, maybe, or someone's connected to David Arquette. Maybe they have a kid. Maybe their kid's friends with the main people in this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just don't know, you know, so.
Yeah, and then the whole thing about, I don't know if you really want to dive deep into it, because the rumors about Skeet Ulrich, how he's, you know, they're saying that he could possibly be back in that. If that's true, there's no way, cause he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
There's no way that he'll be back, like, from the dead. But the whole flashback thing makes sense now. Yeah,
and they could do a de-aging.
Yeah, and it could be just, like you said, the whole de-aging thing, or it could just be, like, flashbacks of him as Ghostface, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
When, how sweet would it be of him and, like, flashbacks of, like, him and Stu doing, like, behind-the-scenes killing, you know what I'm saying? Like, them, like, planning shit out and stuff. So it's just, like, it's kind of crazy to think about. Because there's so much they could do with this movie. I mean, I got my own theory, but it's really far fetched about.
This is all speculation.
Yeah.
This is all, we have no idea anything about anything. We all just, like, me and B just think of stuff.
Yeah.
Hoping, you know, things might happen, or like, how cool will it be? This is all just our fan self. You know, trying to figure out what's happening.
Yeah.
B has this theory, which is pretty crazy, but it'd be pretty awesome.
That Dewey is the third killer. And he's been involved the whole time. And it's really crazy to think about, just because, like, you know, Dewey's, you know, he's always been with Sydney. Why, he could have killed her so many times. But it's like, I think that was his plan all along, to get the whole town to be behind him. He becomes sheriff.
To respect him
this whole time. He gets Gail to marry him. And now that he's the sheriff, everyone respects him. Gail's married to him. No one suspects him. Now it's his time. It's his time to finish everything. He was one of the ones that was the brains. He started this whole thing. And I know Scream 3 kind of shook us there a little bit with the whole Roman thing. But that was, I think they're going to try to, even with this movie, they're going to try to, like, that movie still exists, but they're not going to focal it around it. It's kind of like a side thing. Roman did his own thing. It was just his vendetta for Marine. But still, Dewey, this is all Dewey. Dewey was the brains behind Billy and Stu. Billy and Stu were just the puppets. Dewey was the one that was running the show. And a lot of people, there's not a lot of people, but there's still some people that actually agree with this theory. They've talked about it. And I think that, I mean, it could be right. If you see, there's some things that just don't add up in the first one. How, I mean, why would, there's like certain things, like why would Dewey in the first one, the very first scream, like why would he bring...
I think the first one is like, tells you, this is what he's basing it, yeah. He's basing it on, it's the very first movie. Because like, the very first movie is what like, all this stuff happens with, you know, you don't know who the killer is.
Yeah.
So like, Dewey's been like, everybody is like a red herring.
Yeah.
So, but like, Dewey has parts, like B always tells me, he has parts where it's just weird and like, he could have done this, he could have done that.
Yeah, so like, there's a scene in the movie, when he bring, like, in the first movie, when he actually brings his sister and Sydney to the party. Now, you're a cop. Why would you bring them underage kids to a party in the first place? Okay, you're trying to be cool. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? But that's the, my thing is...
Especially with a killer on the loose.
Yeah, especially when a killer on the loose. He brought him there because he's part of it. And then when he goes in the house, all right, he doesn't get killed. He gets stabbed in the back. Now, okay, they're saying, why would he get stabbed in the back? Well, if you remember right, Billy, and that was Billy and Stu's whole plan, was to stab each other and be the last people left. My thing is, I think Dewey's plan...
Because everyone thought that everyone was dead besides Randy and Sydney.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So my thing is, I think Dewey's plan all along was to be the last person left. I think Dewey really wanted to kill Billy and Stu off. I think he wanted to be the last person left, and he just wanted to get taken out of the equation while Billy and Stu finished a job. He got stabbed in the back. That's nothing. He got stabbed in the back, what, three different times in the Scream franchise? So when he went into the house, I think there was a conversation. I think he, you know, like me and you talked about, I think Billy and Stu are freaking the fuck out, like, what the hell is going on? And he goes into the house and talks to Billy while Stu's chasing Sydney around the freaking house. And straightens him out. And then when Billy comes out, he takes the knife out of Dewey's back. But how does Billy get the car keys?
I thought you said that was Stu who got the car keys.
Oh, yeah. Because wasn't Stu already chasing Sydney around, or was that afterwards?
Well, maybe that was when she fell. That's when she fell off the house.
Yeah.
And then so she ran around, and she, and then you hear Dewey say Sydney, I think. Or is that when? That's what I'm saying. Is that because?
Was that is when? Because she's running. Someone already chased when she fell out. All right, so that was Stu.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think because. When Billy faked his death, I don't think he stayed in that room.
No. He came out and left. So, and that's when I think that him and Dewey had a conversation. Well, even
when, that's what I'm saying. When Dewey went in, that's what I was saying. Because you made some great points. When Dewey went in the house, you saw him go in and say police and stuff. Yeah. No one else was in there. You know, Randy wasn't in there. He left. So... You don't see him get stabbed, like you said.
No, you don't see him.
Maybe you might see, if this is true, you might see a flashback to some of these scenes.
Yeah, like that's what I'm hoping. That'd be really cool. And there's also a crucial scene where Tatum's death. A lot of people think that it was Billy that killed Tatum because Billy wasn't at the party and he showed up right after Tatum's death. But Dewey was at the party and... When Tatum goes to the garage, I don't know why they would show this scene. Dewey watches, like, it just shows Dewey's face as he watches Tatum go into the garage. And I have a theory that Dewey killed Tatum.
If you think about it, what happens after Tatum dies? He goes back inside.
Exactly.
Billy wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
So why would he just leave the garage?
Exactly. So it, yeah, it's
because Billy, because Stu was introducing people after she died.
Yep.
Still was out there opening the door for people and was with the people and having like an alibi.
Yeah. So I mean, it just there's a lot of stuff, man, with the whole.
You can tell it's noon.
Yeah.
Sirens going off.
But I think, yeah, I really think Dewey. No, it's far fetched, but it could happen. And man, would it be kind of crazy if Dewey was slow cooking this whole thing all the way to the end. And Dewey would be the one to kill Gale. As Randy would say, you know, there's always some bullshit reason to kill your girlfriend.
So yeah, I mean, it's an interesting theory. It'd be crazy, especially like if he's the mastermind behind this one too, because that could tie both together, the older cast,
yep,
and the newer cast. Because maybe since he's the sheriff, you know, he does this, and then like he's the mastermind. Maybe he gets somebody to help him. You know, with, you know, to not tie in, but then bam, it's tied in. You know what I'm saying?
Or, like you were saying, maybe Billy had a son. And there was.
He got
Dewey knew about it. And Dewey got him involved.
And said that she told.
And said that, hey, this is the person that killed your father.
And your grandmother.
And your grandmother and all that, and just jump right into it, you know?
Ooh, man. That's just theories, guys.
Yeah. just speculation.
We just gotta wait, you know. It turns out, what, next year?
Yeah, this movie got pushed back to January 14th of 2022. So
2 years.
2 years from now.
Damn.
Which sucks, but I mean, it's gonna be, who knows? Like, this movie could get pushed back up. They just set that date. I think they set that date right now because everything going on with COVID and everything. Yeah. They wanted to be safe about it, but once, you know, stuff starts getting pushed up, maybe they'll find a slot next year. But as of right now, it's January 14th, 2022. And yeah, man, I'm just excited. There's a lot of stuff. I can't wait for more news to come out about this.
First trailer. We can
talk about first trailer.
Once the trailer comes out, that's going to be what I think. I think they're going to like tell more about the story.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to explain a lot more about the newer cast, the older cast. And then we might review the trailer. We're gonna have a trailer reaction.
Yeah, we'll have a trailer reaction, and I'm excited just to see the whole plot synopsis. Like, yes. I just want to see exactly how, you know, what they're gonna be going with, and yeah, it's exciting. I mean, supposedly, you know, they started filming already this month and a little bit last month. I guess there's rumors that David Arquette's doing scenes right now on set, so. Yeah. I mean, the latest rumor I heard was, you know, since it is supposed to be in Woodsboro, that one of the newer cast members lives in Stu's old house.
Really?
Yeah. That's one of the rumors I heard, so.
Ooh.
So that'd be kind of crazy. He lives in Stu's old house, and maybe they find something. Like, they had, like, buried or something, like, underneath the floor or something, you know. Anything could happen with this damn movie.
Ooh. All right, man. So. we'll keep everyone involved once we get more information. We're going to be doing a lot more Scream.
Oh, yeah.
Once the information starts coming out. We love Scream, so every time we hear Scream news, we'll keep you updated. We get super, super geeked about it. So, yeah.
Well, when we hear something, you'll hear something.
Yeah. So
so that's basically the skinny on that. But
might be.
Anything else you want to add on Scream right now? I think we covered all our bases.
Covered all
here.
Our bases, you know.
Even all the rumored bases.
Yeah, we're excited. We're intrigued on how they're gonna do it. We're really excited for the director and the writers on this. We know they're gonna do good. So
yeah, I think all around they got the right people to do the job. And I'm just excited for it all to come together and like you said, see the first trailer, see the plot synopsis. And when that happens, we'll be back.
Yeah, on the screen.
On the screen, man. We'll be back before then. But yeah, I think that's it.
That's it.
You know, thanks, with that, guys. yeah, thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening to us talk about Scream and kind of talk about Tenet and Unhinged. But yeah, I'm B.
I'm Steve.
And this has been another episode of That's BS.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. BS.
BS always.
Always. All day. Catch you later.